Guest is live in the studio and he's been busy dropping bombs this morning. Sam Edmund is his name. Sammy, thanks for stopping by.
Not sure about that, Kane, but nevertheless, great to be with you on the flip side again. I hope you're well.
I am well. Enjoying this sort of new setup we've got going. You've got your Olympics, got all sorts, and you're busy as well. So, Adam Chera, mate, what's the latest? Unlikely, clearly, he's going to stay a Fremantle Docker.
No, very unlikely now, you would have to say. There was, it must be said, even though he's let that dust gather on that four-year offer worth somewhere between $700,000 and $750,000 a season, that's been gathering dust for most of the season and a very attractive offer nonetheless. So there was, a possibility for a period of time that he might be willing to accept something less, maybe a two-year deal to stay at Fremantle for a little bit longer and test the waters a little bit later down the track. But now, almost certain to come back. He wants to get back to Victoria, where Carlton, Richmond and Hawthorn have emerged as the likely options. But the latest sort of twist in the road, if you like, Kane, on this is that Carlton's pursuit of Adam Chera has hit something of a snag. Now, money is the main sticking point for the Blues. Obviously, they'll have to give up a lot in the draft capital stakes. It will be a first-round pick and then some for a 21-year-old who was third in the Dockers BNF last year. 4 years development into him. He was a number five pick initially back in 2017. He's a first-choice player, of course, with it all ahead of him. So, safe to say, the Dockers are going to ask for a bit back the other way. The Blues at the moment have pick six and a pick in the 20s in the second round. But that's not the issue, is my understanding, Kane. It's more financial. So the Blues have recently re-signed, we know, Paddy Cripps, Harry Mackay, lucrative deals there. And then they've got a big one, the emerging superstar Sam Walsh, to re-sign before the end of next season. So what is Adam Chera willing to accept for a move to Carlton is the big question. And what are Carlton willing to pay? And if you're Carlton at the moment, you're agitating for improvement, you're impatient to improve, there's a review. How do they feel about even handing over pick five or pick six or whatever it might be for Adam Chera when they gave up their first round pick for Adam Saad, which is a big draft pick price last year, and a big financial price for Zach Williams as well? So lots of questions at Carlton. I'm told Essendon is not in the frame at all after coming for Josh Dunkley last year. They're well stocked in that space now. So it's where Adam Chera fits. He definitely fits at the Blues, but are the Blues willing to fit him in at the price?
Right. So this is a fascinating one for me. And you and I spoke about, I think you said cobwebs in terms of trade news. Mm. This is big, and I think we're going to get more in the lead up to, you know, the teams that now are unlikely to play finals and decisions we made, and that's the case with the Dockers. You know, Nat Fyfe is out. If it's not Carlton for Chera, who else is in play? You mentioned Essendon are out. What about the Tigers?
Yeah, the Tigers are a player. I just don't know whether they have the money to make the deal happen either. Now, depending on who you speak to, some people say, oh, there's still a legacy from the Alex Rance. I think that's been absorbed. And speaking to some other list managers around the place, that's certainly their feeling. So how much room they've got to move to balance the books might be tight there as well. Hawthorn's the other one that's come up in conversations as well as a potential home for Adam Chera. And I guess how this works with management teams, and Adam Chera has a very smooth and a very shrewd management team in Connors Sports, is that generally they won't state a player's intention to move unless they're confident a deal can get done. And that's why these preliminary conversations are taking place at the moment around what a deal might look like. So they go to Carlton and they have a conversation. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to pay? They go to Fremantle. What are you willing to accept in a deal back the other way? So at the moment, the waters are muddy on that. And that's why this Adam Chera situation's dragged on a bit. It's just such a fascinating, I guess, chapter in where Carlton sit, isn't it, at the moment, when their best players are draft picks and how they want to build the list going forward. Now, Sam Walsh is the best player, who's pick one. Cripps is a draft pick. Mackay, Wiedering, Charlie Curnow, they're all draft picks. They're the spine of the side. So that's how they look to reset and rebuild under Brendan Bolton. And then in the most recent times, they've gone away from that, haven't they? So I guess it's about what the philosophy will be from Carlton going forward. And opinion, it must be said, is really split on Adam Chera's, potential and quality as a player. Now, some list managers have him as being a star on the rise, well and truly set to explode, and then you make another phone call and you get someone saying he's just a player. So that's part of the intrigue around it as well.
It rarely happens where you get a player for a player, but Shea Bolton's a West Australian, isn't he, Sammy? Could we see a straight swap?
I'd be really surprised if Shea Bolton left Richmond. And everything we've heard in this space, publicly, privately, is that he's determined to stay at Richmond. You'd be pretty mad to leave Richmond, wouldn't you? I don't think he's the homesick type. I think he's happy at the club. Generally, with players who are on the books of Ralph Carr. He likes his players to stay at their club where possible. He's always advocated that if that's the best option. It certainly is if you're Shea Bolton. I'd be pretty surprised if he went back the other way. Gee, Fremantle wouldn't mind it, though.
Fremantle will probably have to chuck in something extra as well. What about the threat? So the threat for clubs is to lose someone for nothing. Now, he's out of contract. If things don't go the way, Hawthorn will be in the mix in those sort of pre-season picks. And we saw that with Jackson Hatley to a lesser extent and a lower profile player at Adelaide. But that's always the danger for the Dockers if they don't come to the party.
It is. I guess it's always there in the background, as unlikely as it is. And for a player, I suppose, of that calibre and that standing, it's going to take something pretty seriously to go wrong for him to leave under those circumstances. I can't see that happening at the moment, but it's delicately poised at the moment. And part of the issue we were speaking about, you know, tumbleweeds in the player movement space at the moment, Adam Chera has been, I guess, on the menu here for some time, is that the clubs just don't know what they're dealing with, money-wise, rule-wise. They're still waiting to hear what it all looks like next year. So that's part of the reason that they haven't really poked their head up as yet.